Private.com. Prices good through Memorial Day. Sorry, but previous sales are excluded. On a more serious note, Monday is Memorial Day. I believe we live in the greatest country in the world. I'd like to thank all of our past and present service members, especially those who have fought and paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. God bless America.
Come on down to Edwards, Edwards Carpet Stores.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
You've heard me talk about Window World for at least 15 years. You've heard me talk about how great of a price they are, the original $189 window guys. You've heard me talk about how great the windows are. They come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. You also heard me talk about Window World when it comes to customer satisfaction. Well, now they've just been ranked Window World highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors in a J.D. Power study. So you have independent verification that Window World is the best. So this spring, if you're looking for windows or replacement doors or siding, it's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. St. Louis company through and through, and we've watched them grow throughout the years, but that same commitment to customer service is still there. 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800. Or, of course, always online at windowworld.com.
Are you a cat fancier or a dog lover? No matter which, now is a great time to adopt a pet from the Humane Society of Missouri, APA Adoption Center, 5 Acres Animal Shelter, or St. Louis County Animal Care, and receive 10 $2 Dogs vs. Cat Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Find a furry friend to fill your heart and fill your wallet with chances to win prizes up to $25,000. Details at hsmo.org.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
Pinions Playhouse.
I've been saying, dollar, and apparently it's dollar. It's like you're supposed to say $4. It's been $4.
Mics are on.
What?
Mics are on.
Oh, man. Thanks, Dan.
So join his partners and peers.
There's no fun left on it.
The egg's over easy, my crispy bread.
You tell him, Archie. You tell that dingbat.
We're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 23rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the place where I've gone to the dentist for 44 years. Ballast Dental Care. I know, that's a long time, 44 years, but I still have my teeth, and very seldom do I need anything done. Scheduled in about a week, about a week, week and a half, to have a crown replaced that got old and cracked or something. That's about it. 44 years, I'll tell you why I don't want to go anywhere else and why you won't either after we do this.
Hey!
Well, let's see. I'm always curious to see who's on the control board today. Well, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, well, hey, that's
Wait
me.
Wait a minute, that's me.
Hey, whatever happened to that show where that guy went, well, that's me. That was
know.
A great show.
Yeah.
No, wait, I'm thinking something else. I'm thinking something else. Go ahead.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive money from your 401k, it's a perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can explore all of their options. For their phone number or more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Are you okay? You sound like you might have been choking.
Yes.
He wasn't stopping.
Just fought through it.
I didn't see Dan jump up to give you the Heimlich or anything.
No.
Or I didn't see me either, so that tells you what we think about
it. Tongue twister.
And Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He's the giddiest. He sounds silly, but he's serious about security. And he says, get yourself some surveillance cameras from Gateway Locked and Security. Apparently, they're working with him on some kind of spokesmanship thing.
Wow.
It could be a big deal, yeah. Bernice is in heaven. And you guys ever heard of a radio guy? I don't hear much of him anymore. Rick Dees. Do you remember this guy?
Yeah. Hi, Rick
Dees here. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He did Disco Duck, but I think his career kind of fizzled. Rat Boy's got a suggestion. He needs to change his name. What did you say? Change it to what?
Dees.
Cheese Dees.
Oh, Cheese Dees.
I like it.
Yeah.
A whole new career, a whole new personality. Cheese Dees.
I think he's still on in L.A. somewhere.
Is he?
I think so.
You just don't seem to hear anything about him anymore. I probably didn't have to work a pile of money while he was hot. Please give it up if you like polka music, and even if you don't, for Bruce Lindquist and the Oh Boy Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He did a weekly top 40 show, too, like Casey Kasem did.
Yes, he did. Not nearly as good.
Yeah.
And he also, and man, I can't remember the name of it. It was on Channel 11. It was a TV show, and for a while, Marilyn McCoo of the Fifth Dimension was the host. Oh, my goodness, I can't.
Oh, you're right.
And he tried to host it.
Yes.
And it was a horrible failure.
Yeah.
Boy, that's, it'll come to me later. It was kind of like an American Bandstand thing.
Yeah.
They weren't dancers. They highlighted or spotlighted the music. I guess what happened to that was all those, like, Hullabaloo and Bandstand, and then every town had a local version of Band. We had Russ Carter's St. Louis Hop. You don't have that kind of stuff anymore, I guess, because what would it be? Just all rap music.
Well, then.
Do kids go dancing? Do they dance anymore?
No. Not kids, but
yeah,
their nightclubs have dancing.
But these shows were teenagers.
Yeah.
They're high school kids.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be too square, Daddy-O, to do that these days.
Right.
We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. 44 years and counting. And until I take my last breath, I'm sure this is where I will be going to the dentist. Barring some unforeseen thing, like they just close the place up or something, then I don't know what I'd do. I've never wanted to go anywhere else. I know a lot of people who don't want to go to any dentist because they hate going to the dentist, and that's a lot of people that feel that way. And you know why they do it? I understand it. Because their last dental experience was horrible. It was, they got out of that chair and left thinking, I'm never going to, see, they're numb, so they talk like this, I'm never going to need it again. And translation, when their mouth, the feeling came back, they would have said, I'm never going to the dentist again. Well, you can't do that. You can't say, you could say it, but if you do it, you're going to lose your teeth. You can't do yourself what they do at the dentist's office. You don't have the equipment, the tools, you're not trained. You fill your own teeth. I don't think so. Pull your own teeth maybe when you're a kid, but even then you don't pull your own teeth. Parents have to do it. You know, stringing the doorknob, that kind of thing. Look, you need a dentist. That's all there is to it. Here's my invitation. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Make one appointment. You will have found the dental clinic you didn't think existed. Ballast Dental Care, ballastdentalcare.com. I failed to mention that, I should have done it yesterday, but it's okay to do it today. Last night, 25 years ago last night, was Johnny Carson's last show. 25 years ago.
I know.
Now, don't cheat, don't look. Who were his guests on his very last show?
I know, Bette Midler. That's the only one
Midler
I know.
Was.
No.
Last show had no guests. That was the night before. His last show, he didn't have one single guest. There was a stool. He sat on the stool. He talked to the audience, and they showed a bunch of tremendous clips from previous years. And he thanked the audience and walked off. Thanked Ed, thanked Doc, but there were no guests. It'd be a great trivia question.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think it was Robin Williams and Bette Midler, but that was the night before. This is a weird question. But I was thinking about it last night, and I don't know why. If you're unconscious, completely unconscious, and a gun goes off close to you or some really loud noise, would you still go deaf?
Something
so loud that it deafens you. If you're unconscious.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't think that would affect it at all. I mean, any loud sound's going to damage your eardrums, whether it's not like when you're unconscious, your ear flaps close or something and block your eardrum.
But I don't know, you know that for sure? I mean,
I don't know, because you don't hear anything when you're unconscious. You don't hear anything.
I don't think you do either.
It would still do the damage, though, I think. But
what
do I
look
know?
Into this?
What do I know?
You're not a doctor. I'm not either. We need to look into this. Now, here's another thing. I watched a TV commercial yesterday, and it was some, you know, mall jewelry chain or something. It said, you know, you can't get engaged without that ring. Yes, you can. My wife never had...
Oh, boy.
You know, I'm sorry.
Here we go.
I thought I could do this.
Here we go. Oh, boy.
Never had an engagement ring. Because I didn't have any money.
That poor woman.
Well, it's true. She didn't have an engagement ring until 7 years after we got married, and then it was a piece of crap. It was a horrible diamond. You could see the flaws from space. I mean, it was just carbon, black spots in it. But my point is, when did that happen, that became so important that, well, you know, if you're going to marry me, let's see the ring. How did that happen, I wonder?
I don't know.
But the sign of true love. Here's the sign that my wife was so crazy about me that she would sacrifice anything to latch on to one of the great catches of the century, me. Ring? No ring? No problem. I'll marry you anyway.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Would you? Yes. The answer is yes, I would. But I don't have a ring? Who cares? I got you, the prize of all prizes.
I don't need one. I'll just wrap you around my little finger anyway.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. But she didn't have one. And I don't know that I have a point here, except, ladies, let's stop putting such importance on this ring. Do you know what a financial strain it is on a lot of guys to have to hawk everything to get a ring and take out a loan? I don't think it's right. See, from the very beginning, they do that. They start making your life full of stress, and you're not even married yet, and they put you in debt. Yep. Think about that. Now, Angela's ring.
Yes.
Did you have the money, or did you have to borrow the money?
No.
No what?
No. I put it, I had to have paid off over time.
See?
Yeah.
See? I bet she never at once felt guilty about, I'm sorry I made you have to pay off that
ring. No, it's expected.
No, they show their good look. They show their girlfriends. And so, it doesn't have to be the case. And I don't know. I just don't. Some things are. And here's it while I'm on it. This business about spending all this money on weddings, we got to knock this off. It's stupid. It just is. The flowers and the dresses and the bridesmaids' dresses and the dad and then the limo and the cake and the holy. What's the latest is what, like 20,000, 25,000 is the average for a wedding? Dan, you got a daughter. It's the daughter's family that's supposed to kick in to pay for the wedding. We got to change that, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Heck with that.
What's that all about?
He's going to get married in a barn.
Hey, when we get elected and run this country, some things are going to change. I want to say hi to Dave and Paula Diekman from Kirkwood, Missouri, for no other reason than they're very loyal listeners, and I found out about it. Somebody told me. So hello, Dave and Paula from Kirkwood. On September 15th, there will be a fantastic golf tournament. You wouldn't know it if you go to KTRS.com. You wouldn't know it if you call the station to get information, because until yesterday, our receptionist didn't even know there was a golf tournament on September 15th. There is, for backstoppers. Hang on to that date. Hold on to your sponsorship money or your player money for you or a foursome, because it will happen. And eventually, I will be able to tell you where to go to get information. Now, this has nothing to do with anything, but it's just one of those things I don't get. Why do we say something is edible? E-D. Why isn't it eatable? The same syllables, no longer, no word, no harder to say.
Eatable.
It's eatable. Is that eatable? Is that something I could eat? No, it's edible. And then one more, and I've talked about this one before. We need to change this. If somebody is running for governor, it's the gubernatorial.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're running to be a goober.
A goober, I know.
Yeah. Hey, who won the goobers race?
Yeah.
It's, why not governatorial?
I know. I never
just throwing
that
these things
either.
Out because these are things that need to be changed. Roger Moore is dead at 89. To me, he was the second best James Bond. Pierce Brosnan was the third, and the rest don't count to me. But James Bond to me was number one. 89 years old, and of course he was Sir Roger Moore.
Yes.
We have too many of those Sir people too. It'll be a private funeral in Monaco. You know,
that sounds James Bondish.
Yeah, it does. You know, when I die, maybe I ought to tell my wife, just scratch up the money, and have my gathering celebration private in Monaco, mm-hmm. just because it wouldn't make any sense. And people would look at it and go, Monaco? What the heck? Mm-hmm. Of course, that would be a little pricey, so we're probably not going to do that. Now, this story is going to gross you out more than Pierre the Boil Sucker. This is a joke we don't tell. This woman was a caretaker for a 92-year-old woman. And wait till you hear how the 92-year-old woman died. She didn't die from just being 92. Her caretaker chewed her to death.
Gnawed
on her. They found her in her own blood.
Oh.
The caretaker was passed out on the floor with her mouth all covered in blood. And some skin on her teeth where she had bitten the face off the 92-year-old woman. She bit chunks of her hand, arm, bit the nipple off her left breast.
Oh.
What in the world is this?
Wow.
It says the old woman died after, well, I guess she did die after being, like, chewed to death.
Not on for a while.
The woman, the caretaker, 55, is in jail under 50,000 bond. Said when they arrived at the home, the woman on the floor, when they woke, wasn't making any sense in trying to answer questions, and they smelled alcohol on her, and she had blood all over her face. And then they noticed it looked like the last thing she ate was he chewed the old lady's chin off.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, man. And if you don't think there's some crazy people walking around, well, there you go. Another example. And we see these stories, and I've seen x-rays. You can go online and look at them. There's another guy who gets shot in the head with an arrow. The arrow is through his head, and he drives himself to the hospital. Now, you've seen those things, those x-rays. A guy's a nail gun in his skull or something. This was a guy who, I guess, attacked him. and they're looking for the assailant who used a bow and arrow and put an arrow through the guy's head. The guy's okay. I mean, he stayed away, went to the hospital, walked in. If you walk in an emergency room with an arrow through your head, I think you get right to the front of the line.
I would think so.
Yeah. And forget the pneumonia people. You, arrow through the head.
It'd be cool if the guy's name was Steve Martin. Remember Steve Martin put the arrow in his head? If his real name was Steve Martin?
Well, he really didn't put an arrow through his head.
Dan, that wasn't a real arrow.
It had like a metal thing to it where it looked, it went around
but
the top.
Can I
of his
say
head.
This, and it kills me to say this, that actually was funny. And, you said, and it would have been had his name been Steve Martin, and they looked at his name and looked at him and go, okay, we've seen this gag. And the guy goes, no, really. Yeah, I have an arrow through my head. That probably would have been what killed him, is they didn't believe him if his name was Steve Martin. Ladies, get in here, please. Dan, you do realize even...
That's nice.
Even when you are funny, we try to make it like you're not just hurt your feelings.
Oh yeah,
as long as you know.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, there's a guy's trying to help his blonde wife. She's having trouble getting into one of her accounts on the computer. Hey, so let me see, and she's very blonde. He says, "All right, honey, what's your password to get into this thing?" She says, "Oh, my password is Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Donald, Goofy, Jefferson City." He said, "What? You have to give me that again and slower so I can write it down. That's your password?" She goes, "Yeah, Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Donald, Goofy, Jefferson City." He said, "Why in the world do you have a password like that?" She said, "I didn't have any choice. They said it had to be at least 8 characters and 1 capital."
Meet. All right, let's check traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, we've got the highway shut down now due to the serious accident involving a pair of tractor trailers eastbound Highway 70 past Illinois 143. That's in the Silver Lake construction zone there. You're backed up to Highway 4. Highway is closed out eastbound on Highway 70 past 143. Working with a crash on Telegraph south of Berwicksview. It's a crash into a Steak and Shake. Use some caution there. Stop and go eastbound 64 Kings Highway through Vandeventer. Stop and go traffic southbound 270 Page through 44. You got a crash near Highway 44 blocking the left lane. And a crash eastbound on Highway 270 just before Lindbergh blocking a pair of right lanes. Here's stop and go eastbound on Highway 270 in North County between 370 and Washington Elizabeth. Stop and go southbound 170 Olive through Brentwood. And a new crash northbound 170 near the Rock Road, blocking the left lane. That is you backed up to Forest Park Parkway this afternoon. This update brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $60 off instantly per axle on a standard or lifetime brake service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Frank Ladd from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
I'm Jennifer Blau.
And I'm John Grayson, and together we are On the Inside every weekday from 10 a.m. until noon on the Big 550.
We eat, we drink, we laugh, we think, we talk, and we want you to be part of it.
That's right, and we're talking about the things you're talking about, whether it's something that's happening in breaking news or something that's just been on our minds all week long.
Light or heavy, call us or text us. We want to have a conversation with you.
John Grayson and Jennifer Blome, The Inside.
Every weekday from 10 a.m. until noon
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
What's that sound?
Oh, that's just Jim, our screen repair guy. It's a little known fact that the window screen repairman hibernates during the winter months when broken screens are scarce. Then, as spring brings warmer weather, he awakens to once again begin his work.
Wow, really?
No, not really. Only wild animals hibernate. Jim is just taking a nap because he doesn't have many screens to fix.
Oh.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to avoid the spring rush and drop off your screens to get them ready for warmer weather.
Oh, yeah?
Then you can open up those windows at the first sign of balmy breezes, instead of waiting like your neighbors will have to.
Oh, so the screens keep the bugs out while the balmy breezes come in.
Bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush.
Really?
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. So call us at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Lenox Financial Mortgage Corporation, DBA Westland Financial Corp, 914 Almond Hill Court, Manchester, Missouri, 63021, NMLS 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141, the place with a big red chair. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Blohm. On Wednesday, May 24th, John and I will be in the friendly, cozy, comfortable confines of Encore Consignment Gallery, 10 a.m. to 12 noon in the heart of town and country. It's 287 Lamp and Lantern Village, which is at 141 and Clayton Road. Encore Consignment Gallery offers home decor worthy of a repeat performance. Stop by, take a look inside Encore's 10,000 square foot showroom. I can't wait to see what's new at Encore. Stop by, say hello. See you Wednesday.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name, Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at soundhealthservices.com. soundhealthservices.com.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
Your local Tide Dry Cleaners helps keep you looking great so you feel your best.
Tide Dry Cleaners cares about clean clothes and a clean earth.
Green Earth Cleaning is planet and people friendly.
Our drive-through pickup and drop-off keeps you in the car when you're on the go.
First-time customers always receive 25% off.
We're on Clayton Road near Circle 7 in Baldwin.
Text TIDE-B to 51660 to receive special offers.
That's TIDE-B to 51660.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
We'll see you soon.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses, now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, time to go to Southern California. I know that's an old bit. That's why we do it. We beat things to death and we'll continue to. Too bad. Now it's time to go to Southern California. Well, no, Dallas, Texas. Is he still in Dallas, Texas, where he's visiting his daughter? Hopefully he'll have a nice telephone like he did last time. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed on Mondays. Reservations necessary in the evening and a very good idea for lunch. They're both east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. For goodness sakes, anybody you get a gift card, you give a gift card to from either one of these places, they're going to love you forever. They sell... What? What was that? They sell thousands...
Justine, 1, 2, 3, Justine.
They sell thousands of gift cards every year, and for good reason. From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans.
Broadcasting voice, thank you.
That's a good broadcasting voice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You used to be a broadcaster.
I'm not in this one.
Pop quiz question.
What?
I take the high road there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of man I am.
Mm-hmm.
How many cars are on the average presidential motorcade? Now, we're just talking like from the White House over to the Capitol, you know, back here in the States. 10, 15, 20, or 25 car motorcade? I'll give you the answer in a minute. How about a little love nugget, homie? La, 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 nah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hottest rumor in England that Prince William has wandered off the reservation. Are you kidding me? Prince William is a toad. And his wife, Kate, is gorgeous.
What is he thinking?
What is he thinking? I mean, I think she is just stunningly beautiful.
Yeah, naturally beautiful. Yeah. No makeup. Wake up in the morning beautiful.
Look at Charles.
You're a lot like that, Franco.
But look at Charles. Charles did that with Diana, right?
Yeah, and he went for that horse-faced Camilla.
Yeah.
Exactly. More royal news at Pippa's wedding. William and Kate's 3-year-old son, George, hasn't got, I guess, through his terrible twos yet. Misbehaving during the entire wedding. Had to be stopped a couple times so they could take him out.
He's three.
He's 3 years old.
Yeah, so why? He misbehaved. He's a little kid.
Well, usually 3-year-olds can behave better. You know, do we get past the terrible twos?
Maybe. What? It's a lot of noise and people. Give the kid a break.
Well, what you get the terrible twos are really the way they're out.
Yeah, leave George alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to teach you folks something about children's.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case.
I have 4 children's.
Mm-hmm.
I have 7 grandchildren's.
Okay.
Okay. you got to give credit to Prince Jackson, Michael Jackson's 20-year-old son. He's been producing videos the last couple of years helping needy children. All the money he generates goes right back into the charity he's doing the videos for. He really is a nice kid, a very nice kid. Again, for the second time, neighbors are suing Jennifer Aniston. It happened in California a few years ago. Now it's happening in New York. Jennifer and Justin are making constructional changes to the property without telling the neighbors who share a wall with them. It's a condo. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., pounding and drilling. And they have parties.
Whoa. They're doing what? Pounding and drilling from 6 to 8?
Yeah. 6 a.m. to 8
6 a.m. to 8 p.m., pounding and drilling. Good for them.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if you can sue somebody over that. Man.
Such a mature show. So mature. So high end. Well. All right, that'll do. Who was that? Yoko Ono came in there for a second? Who's that Yoko Ono? Is she in there? Good, bring Yoko in on this.
Oh, doing one of her hit songs. They're finished now. It's 8 p.m.
And where are they now? Love Nuggets. Franco and Leslie Old, where are they now?
Sure do, Mike.
Amy Fisher, the Long Island Lolita, who had a tour de fer when she was 17 with 40-year-old Joey Buttafuoco. Then you might remember that Amy shot Joey Buttafuoco's wife, Mary Jo, in the face.
How do you make it through high school, even grade school, with a name like Buttafuoco?
Yeah.
If ever there's a name meant to be made fun of, it's that one.
It is. Amy Fisher is now 42 years old, has three children. She's living back in Long Island. I interviewed Mary Jo Buttafuoco. Oh, it had to be 10, 15 years ago. I don't remember why she was doing something. But I asked her, I said, what's the worst part of this whole thing you've lived through? And she said the worst part is traveling, because she sets off the alarms of the TSA at the airport because there's a bullet still in her head. And then she has to explain, well, there's a bullet in my head.
And
I got shot in the head.
And I'm not making this up. We had her on, as you guys remember. We interviewed her right after she was shot. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's the worst part? And she said,
oh, my. Wow. Wow. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Sad.
Thank you.
Did you hear the recent story about her, though? She's doing, like, webcam shows out of her house.
For?
Amy Fisher.
Oh, like porn?
Yeah.
Really?
But she's not doing that.
Mike says you're a liar. Mike said you're a liar.
Totally liar. It was a New York Post article yesterday.
He said you're a liar.
No. Read the article closely. It says that she turned down. No, she had done those right afterwards, but she hasn't done those in 15, 20 years.
Yeah, that's old news, peon.
The Post found Fisher, 42, titillating porn fans by pleasuring herself with a pair of sex toys in front of a webcam in her family's Long Island home.
And then we have controversy, because at 42, that would be recent. Now there's controversy.
That's how old she is. She's 42.
Yeah, but this is recent. The Post said they just found this. Oh, well, this is awkward. This
maybe
is
I
stand very,
corrected.
This is
maybe
awkward.
Maybe Amy's being nasty.
Whoa!
All right, see, that's taking the high road again.
Well, she did a full fledged porn with her husband at the time, right?
That was years ago.
Just a yeah, maybe.
They asked that Mary Jo to do porn right after she got shot.
Yeah, I know. I heard that. I saw that interview.
That was not what I was going to do at all. That was disgusting and disrespectful.
Huge TV news. Did you like The Office?
Yes.
I didn't like the shaky camera stuff. I couldn't watch it.
I loved it. There's going to be, I think it's better, a new show from England called, and it's a mockumentary like The Office. It's called People Just Do Nothing. It's about a pirate radio station with 25 listeners run by a bunch of weirdos out of a dumpy apartment. I think I worked at that station.
This used to be a pirate station when it was KTRS.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what Mary Jo Otofuco would say about that.
She'd say, I don't think that's very funny.
Okay. This show will air worldwide starting today on iTunes, Amazon On Demand, and streaming on Netflix. Hilarious show. People just do nothing. It's been a big hit for the last year in England. Not so huge TV news. The Big Bang spin show called Young Sheldon, I hear, is very, very cute, very, and gets very, very old very, very fast.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I can see that. I wonder what Mary Butter Fuku would say about that.
She'd say it's probably a pretty good show. You can't bait me.
Well, no, he's the master.
You can't. Yeah. Okay.
The master baiter.
That was juicy. That was too easy.
All right.
Too easy.
You're not
all
supposed
right.
to throw that right
too
out
easy.
There.
And finally. I'm sorry, but we're out of time.
And finally.
There you go.
Oh.
How many cars are in the average presidential motorcade? 10, 15, 20, or 25?
Oh, man. I'll say 25.
15.
25.
The answer is 20. Ooh. Always includes a SWAT vehicle and a fully loaded ambulance as well.
Yeah.
Wonder what Mary Jo Kopechne would say about that.
She'd say, well, there should be a SWAT vehicle because in the summer there's lots of mosquitoes.
Mary Jo Kopechne?
Well, you know.
Mary right. Jo Kopechne drowned by Ted Kennedy. Have another drink.
I just assume you not to bring her
tomorrow.
Name up.
Mary Jo Kopechne.
I can forget about that. I killed her. Thank you.
She would say, that is
wrong.
Oh,
that
oh,
young
sorry.
Woman drowned
yeah.
was drowned by Ted Kennedy, and that
wow.
what you just did is the kind of thing that sends people to hell.
That was a train wreck.
You're dead to me. Now, no part of this. You are not on this show
man.
For the rest of the day today.
Okay.
That was Mike Evans from Southern California. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Two fantastic places closed on Monday. East of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. I probably will be a little short on time, so please thank a police officer. Every chance you get, it'll light up their day, his or her day. Do that, would you? Appreciate it. Down in Chesterfield Valley under Copper Dome is a store called Amini's. It's not like any other store. And now through, Thursday through Memorial Day. So don't say you weren't given a heads up on this. Thursday through Memorial Day, 5 days, it's the no sales tax. They pay what would have been the sales tax on what you buy. Let me tell you something. If you're buying a patio set for, you know, a really nice full-blown set for $8,000 to $10,000, that's a lot of sales tax. And you don't have to worry about it through Memorial Day. The finest patio furniture made in the world, as well as the finest furniture for other rooms in your house made in the world, and some fun stuff, too. Pinball machines and pool tables and arcade games, shuffleboard, that kind of thing. Aminis. Go to their website for all the details on the big 5-day Memorial Day no sales tax sale. The website's easy. Aminis.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get our final check on traffic with Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, they're diverting traffic off the highway, eastbound Highway 70 in Illinois 143 due to the earlier accident east of there involving two tractor trailers. You're backed up to about Highway 4 eastbound on Highway 70 near that Silver Lake rest area. Northbound 170 at the Rock Road, they cleared that crash. Still seeing delays in pockets back to about Ladue Road. Still working the accidents eastbound on Highway 270 at Lindbergh as well as Washington Elizabeth. You're backed up to 370 east southbound Highway 270. Heavy now between Page and Doherty Ferry. The earlier crash at Highway 44 is clear. Southbound 170, stop and go Olive through 64. Thinning out now 64 eastbound. Still seeing some pockets of I.M. Jefferson through the Poplar 64 westbound. Some delays passing Forest Park. This update brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $60 off instantly per axle on a standard or lifetime brake service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Frank Ladd in the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
This guy knows Metro St. Louis traffic patterns with his eyes closed.
you get a stalled vehicle or you get a major accident, even a minor accident. You know, you never know what lanes are going to shut down, and that just it becomes a log jam.
He's Tim Weiland, the best in the business when it comes to letting you know where the trouble spots are.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Traffic reports when you need them,
even in the middle of your workday.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Here's a little ditty about that John Deere mower deck that mows faster, better. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. If you just mow fast, but your yard looks bad, then you got a lot of ugly grass. You need a John Deere to take care of your yard. You need a Z-Track Z345R. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. The XL deck's got more capacity for yards like yours that get to grassity. Want to mow well in the higher gear? See a John Deere dealer, nothing runs like a deer.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder five times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com. And as you licensing and terms and conditions.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them with its powerful technology. ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Raids today at more than 20 stores. What federal agents were doing and what they were looking for.
22 people killed, dozens more injured in a Manchester, England bombing. How the city is rallying around the victims and the claim of responsibility today.
After the terror attack at the Ariana Grande concert in England, what to do now about the fear factor everywhere else, including St. Louis.
It's an Illinois Air National Guard KC-135 tanker. We'll take you aboard to find out why it's so vital in keeping this country safe.
At 6, federal agents raided nearly two dozen convenience stores around the St. Louis area today.
But they're saying very little about what it is they're actually looking for. So Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes is live tonight at one location where investigators